Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last week, here in the building, someone asked who was the better golfer, and you casually said that I was. I'm ready to dispute that, and I'm ready to say that whoever wins today is the better golfer.
Step right up, folks. See if you can outdrive the amazing golf ball whacker guy.
This is not... Yeah. I want to beat you to prove I am. I'm ready to give up the crown to you.
Wow.
Just by losing today.
But I've got to earn it today.
I'm ready to give you the title today.
All right.
Wow. Yep.
Fire it up.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
What kind of attitude is this from me? Let's go play golf. Beat me. You probably will.
See, this, he doesn't want the pressure.
No, I do. I just don't think it's true anymore. I just don't think I am. Like, I've faded.
It ain't over yet, McGavin. The way I see it, we've only just begun.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. What does it say that yesterday at Porch Rush at the Open Championship, Scottie Scheffler went on for 5 minutes? Is the best golfer alive?
Uh-huh.
And his general takeaway was like, I don't necessarily see the point of it. That's what he said. What
did he say? He said...
He just doesn't see the point to golf.
What's that guy's problem?
To being
what's
great
Rory's
at
problem?
Golf.
He won the Masters, and now it's like there's nothing left to live for.
They don't have a problem. Well, they do. They have a golf problem. They golf all the time, and they've found that it does not bring happiness. It's just Scheffler is miserable. Well, I shouldn't say that. He has family, other things. He's basically saying that, you know, you win a tournament, you're happy for a few minutes.
He said we do it all for 2 minutes, basically.
A few minutes, he's happy. And then just, all right, what's for dinner? Where are we going? What are we going to do? So
that seems like a him problem. I think if I had won the Masters or the Open Championship, I think it would be a week-long party.
Well, mixed in there, good morning, Jeremy and Joe, mixed in there from Scheffler is basically the idea that, what is it? Expectation is the mother of disappointment. There's a line like that.
Okay.
You can only be disappointed if you expect something. And when you're the best in the world and you're expected to win every week, week that you don't stinks. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, if you're a guy like JJ Spawn, you've been grinding forever.
Sure. Yeah.
That US Open win lasts how long?
Oh, years.
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 It's the greatest moment of your life.
Right.
Scheffler's supposed to win that, and then
so
he doesn't.
What, it pays to be worse?
I think his point is it's tough to be the king. It's tough to be the guy that is expected to win every single week. He's the favorite this week. I mean, there's a point to be made here about the Bills, who are favorites every week this year.
But that's being the favorite, and then, well, I guess you're saying in the regular season. And to say, like, then, being expected to win and then not winning is the Bills. Mm-hmm. Scheffler is expected to win, and then he does.
He does sometimes.
A lot.
Well, the Bills do, too. If you're going individual events, here's the Bills, favored to win every game. If they go 14-3,
okay,
those three times, our Mondays will be, what the heck is wrong with them?
Sure, but they haven't won a major yet.
Sure. I guess.
And Scheffler has.
He wins a lot of those. Or enough of those, I
guess
say.
He's only got three.
Yeah, not that many.
Two Masters, mm-hmm, and then one PGA. Like, you should feel like he's reached the pinnacle of the sport. I don't know. I kind of want to have a – not to say that I'm against these guys for feeling this way, but I think I want to have more appreciation for the Tiger Woodses of the world and the Kobes of the world that are obsessed with that. And that's not even that they look like they're enjoying it. They just look like they are going to rip you in half on their way to winning it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem like the vibe that I'm getting from Scheffler and Rory in this.
Well, I mean, I'm not here to psychoanalyze Tiger, but what Scheffler said yesterday, you might have plenty of people that think that Tiger thought the same thing. I mean, uh-huh, he was taken down by other vices.
Uh-huh.
So was golf not enough? Was being the best in the world not enough? That's kind of what Scheffler is saying. Like, I have other things that fill my cup because golf ultimately doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's all off of yesterday's bet. I don't know.
Yes. Was he the he was Bob Barker in that open, right? Jeremy was Bob Barker?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the Bob Barker?
I guess.
Or was he Shooter McGavin? Big age gap in those two. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what happens. It's a pro-am that Happy Gilmore and Bob Barker are playing in.
Yep.
And Happy is playing upset terrible. That Barker is... No, Barker is upset that Happy is a joke.
Yeah, he's playing horrible.
So then he fights him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And wins.
Yeah.
And Bob Barker does win. You did win.
The way that Nolan Ryan once gave the business to Robin Ventura when he got charged on the mound. You might not remember that.
I remember that. Was he old, though, at that point?
Oh, yes, he was old.
That was like late Nolan Ryan, late in his career?
And he just fed Robin Ventura some punches.
Okay.
It was nuts. So, yeah, anyway. Golf. We're on to some rain golf.
Yeah.
If you're playing out there today, it's going to be hot again. They've got a meteorologist on WBEN that he's in for Aaron this week, and he uses a phrase that I really like. It's that there's air you can wear. That it's so humid out there that today it's air you can wear. It's 87 degrees, and it's going to feel like air you can wear because it's so thick.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get that today again. It's going to be real feel in the 90s. It's going to be stuffy, muggy, mm-hmm, maybe hotter than it was yesterday.
I think you jinxed us when you said the words generational humidity event a few weeks ago, because it's felt like that nonstop since that moment.
It's just ongoing.
It just has not ended.
Yeah.
But you say rain, and I'm like, please.
That'd be great.
That's a different version of, oh, we needed this rain. That's not the plants getting watered, although maybe they need it too. It's just empty out the humidity in the air, please. Any bit of it, 10% of it, I'll take right here, right now. Because any outside, yesterday actually felt okay for a time, but I don't know, for the most part, for a couple weeks, it's been miserable. The dog has not been on many walks recently, I'll say.
Hasn't it like been supposed to rain 5 times in the last week and just not rained? Thought yesterday was supposed to rain.
Humidity.
Here we are today again, supposed to rain. Like, we'll find out if they can actually get it done. Can the rain get the job done?
Yep.
Let's get a shouty show. Let's get Stephen A. Smith on how the rain's not here. It's not built for the fight.
80% your expectation would be that it's going to...
You better get it done, rain. You better get it done. They're going to ask if you can do it.
That's like a 12-point favorite right there. 80%.
We are 1 week from Bill's training camp. A week from today, the first practice. It is Give 716 Day. We'll tell you about that along the way, of course, and all that goes on with 716 Day. Bills rookies reported yesterday. Not a lot of reporting on that because it's not exactly the kind of thing that's open.
Right.
But we do know a little bit. We know that Landon Jackson has landed on the PUP list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not thought to be serious. That can be a thing where you just something about you can't take your physical because you tweaked your back. And it'll be fine in a day, and you'll take your physical, and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a guess. But Landon Jackson, the Bills' third-round pick's on the pup list. So, you know, whatever. Not expected to be long-term. A week from today, they practice. We don't know about TJ Sanders. You tweeted it out about the defensive line, how, man, they made a lot of changes, and when they get to camp, it's a skeleton squad.
Right.
Who's available?
Who, like, right now, if they do not have to do this. And actually,
if they had to play a game right now?
If they had to play a game this morning, who plays on their defensive line? Because Joey Bosa, as far as we know right now, is still calf strain.
We'll see. He's supposed to be ready for camp, so the next update comes on him next week.
Like, some of these guys, this is why it's not really that big a deal, because I think a lot of these guys are right there. Like, it's not that severe. But Bosa is hurt. Landon Jackson is hurt. And TJ Sanders is unsigned. We don't know what that means yet, but maybe he's unavailable. Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt are suspended. So you would be lining up today. Well, I guess you'd be lining up the exact same defensive line as you would have been last year, because those are just the new guys.
Yep.
The new guys are the ones that have had something going on. And again, the good news is, I think for the most part, all five of those guys, it's a minor inconvenience. Like, they all probably are at camp and practicing. Hoyt and Ogunjobi, of course, have to go back away when the regular season begins. But, you know, Jackson, I'm not that worried about. Sanders, I'm still not that worried about, even if he's not right away there at training camp. Bosa would be the one I'm worried about more than anybody. That's a calf injury for a guy that took maybe a month to heal, 2 months to heal, for a guy that we already know is prone to these injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So Bosa is the one. Jackson, I'm, you know, moderately okay with, and hopeful that he'll be fine at the beginning of camp.
Yep.
And for the start of the regular season, because these guys are going to have to play. The rookies. Sanders, well, Jackson, Deion Walker, like, you got guys that are suspended. They're probably not going to want to play Bosa a ton, right? So the rookies, I think, are going to be asked to play right away on this defensive line.
Is the defense going to be good? NFL.com's Gennaro Felice just posted a piece this morning predicting the NFL's top 10 defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10. And then listed who he thought would be the top defenses. You might not be surprised to find Philadelphia there.
Yep.
Baltimore's near the top. New England is in the top 10. The Bills are.
Okay.
Yeah, the Bills are not. They are honorable mention, finger quotes, like, just missed. He lists a couple teams that just missed. They did not make the top 10. Pittsburgh's in the top 10. Minnesota's in the top 10.
Okay.
I didn't memorize all of them, but, you know, click a link and look for the Bills. That's a game this time of year in ranking system, in ranking season.
Yeah. Can I cheat a little bit and say I expect them to be a top 10 defense because I think their schedule is kind of weak? That's not the number one reason, but it's part of it. Yeah. Remember that year 3 years ago? Was it 3 years ago? Like 2021? Was it 2021, 2022, where the Bills played no quarterbacks the whole year, and they finished, like, number two in the league in defense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this year, it's a little tougher, because they do still play. They play Lamar Jackson. They play Jalen Hurts.
But we think they have five tough games.
How many offenses do they play that I'm really afraid they can't stop? Week one.
Baltimore. Baltimore, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and...
And the next team I'd get to is like
Atlanta,
Tampa, and those are good those are good offenses, but like not that imposing, not that intimidating.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it. And they play some bad ones. They play Tyler Shuck along the way, and that's going to be some sacks.
I can't wait for that game.
That's going to be Greg Rousseau gets 5 sacks and ends the year with 11, and we look back and like, that was a great year. And if someone goes out, well, he had 5 against Tyler Shuck.
What will the spread be?
Against New Orleans?
Right. We said that earlier in the week even. That game, I can't even wait to consider what the spread will be. 20. It'll look like
20.
It'll look like Alabama against Troy in September 8th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the spread's 35.5, guys.
Yeah. But that's kind of cheating the question a little bit. Like, I do expect them to be around, like, the end of a top 10 list. By the end of the year, like, who were the best 10 defenses in the league at the end of the year? I'm trusting the numbers on the Joe Marino tweeted out last week that they are going to be good at getting turnovers. I think they are going to be a lot better this year at forcing punts and getting stops than they were last season. And I think that adds up to they're going to be around, you know, the 10th best defense in football with maybe a little more upside than that if the defensive line truly is great and Maxwell Hairston is ready to play right away and Cole Bishop is ready to play right away. Those are my three big questions. Can Bishop play? Can Hairston play? And how much better is my defensive line? And if I get good answers on all three of those, then they could even be like a top five defense.
Yeah. Well, how much better do they have to be? Bishop has to replace DeMar Hamlin, who...
Right.
Right. Hairston has to replace Rasul Douglas, who's not on a team.
Right.
And your defensive line is... You don't need any one guy to be it. You added 30 people. You know, they added so many defensive linemen. If you do a 53-man roster projection, once Ogunjobi comes back, I mean, a draft pick of the last 2 years is kind of phased out, whether that's Deion Walker, Dwayne Carter. I don't know who it would be, Javon Solomon. That's probably not the right answer. But, like, looking at Bill's 53-man roster projection, if they keep five defensive tackles, that's Oliver Jones, Sanders, Carter, Walker, and no Ogunjobi. So who does Ogunjobi push out? Is Deion Walker a practice squad guy?
Maybe,
are the numbers getting different somewhere else?
Maybe Daquan Jones. I mean, he's older at this point and not the same player he was a couple of years ago. Like, and maybe all of them still get some snaps, but whose big role, the starter role, even goes away? I mean, it could be him. It could be Walker could have the back injury flare up again.
Yeah.
For all we know. They gave themselves
a lot of options, though.
They gave themselves a lot of options, and they gave themselves a higher likelihood that they're going to get two guys that are going to really perform for them.
Yeah.
At least, like, the odds that all of these guys are going to come in and flame out. Like, the rookies aren't ready to play, and Bosa's getting injured, and Ogunjobi is over the hill, and, like, that's super unlikely. Even if you get a couple of guys, like, Walker, the back injury flares back up, and Bosa's injured, or, Walker's healthy, but Landon Jackson really is, you know, he was stiff, right, coming into the league, and it's, the Ben not being there is a bigger problem than we thought it was, but it's okay because I've got four other guys I added, and two or three of them, you're just playing a numbers game when you add that many people that I'm expecting a few of them are going to make them a better defensive line than they had been, which was... Bottom, below average.
In getting to the quarterback, yes. They also got gashed in the run game occasionally, right? We know that.
So with those two things being said, I think it's fair to say they were below average. The bottom half of the league last year.
Yeah. As you say all that, you know, I'm looking at the depth chart and looking at the projected 53-man roster. We're a week out. Somebody in the chat today pointed out already, the Bills are favored to win every game only because they're healthy. If they weren't healthy, that would change. Well, yeah, that's true of a lot of teams. You know, you need your players. But as you laid all that out, it really kind of occurred to me how unbelievably important it is that Ed Oliver stays healthy. Right? Of all the players that could, other than Josh, that could get hurt where it would be uh-oh season,
I mean,
Oliver's pretty high on the list. You just listed a bunch of maybes, a bunch of options. Like, listen, there's probably a lot of guys on the defensive line. Somebody's going to be good. Somebody's going to pop up. Somebody's going to fit right in. But right now, again... It's a little cheat to say if they had to play a game this morning.
Yeah.
It's Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones and Dwayne Carter. And if that's not Ed Oliver, who is definitely good.
Yeah.
Like, he's good. And when he's great, he's great. No Oliver. I mean, who gets attention?
Yeah.
It's tough.
How often is he great?
He's great as often as most good defensive tackles are great, which is occasionally.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, him being, how many guys would I put above him on that sort of list? Like, I can't afford to lose blank to injury. Ed Oliver, like, the point about if they play a game this morning in the beginning of the season, I think that is true. But as the season goes on, what are the odds that he is going to be irreplaceable?
Their best defensive lineman. What are the odds he's their best defensive lineman?
I don't know that he is that right. I don't even know if he's been that.
If he's not the favorite, he's the co-favorite.
What is he really?
Who are the other candidates that would be the Bills' best?
Greg Rousseau.
And then who else ahead of him?
Joey Bosa.
Oh, okay, I mean that's a reach.
That's right.
We're guessing that guy can stay healthy.
I guess I'm just wondering.
Like Oliver gives you a floor, if I may. You
okay.
Know?
Yes,
he does. He gives you a decently high floor, and sometimes there's pop in there. But, I mean, that group is, we thought they were going to get a big space eater. They kind of didn't, other than Walker. But that's not really the profile for him. Anyway.
They've got six guys at that position, I guess is what I'm saying, that makes me think that as the season goes on, if they lose at Oliver, they'll be built to withstand that. And again, like they're all maybes, but again, it's the volume play. I've got Daquan Jones, Larry Ogunjobi, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker, and Dwayne Carter. What are the odds that I'm getting three productive or usable defensive tackles out of that group? I feel like my odds are pretty good. And I guess for me, I'm down on it, Oliver. I just don't really consider him to be that great a player. I think he's okay. He's an okay defensive tackle. He's not elite at pass rushing. He's not elite at run defending. Like what? He's fine. But what does he really do for me? Does he get big sacks in big moments? Does he pile up pressure numbers? He's not super intimidating. He's not the guy out there when I'm trying to stop Derrick Henry, is he?
No.
So like,
he's the one that sometimes they bait into stuff.
A little bit.
He was a part of a team that, well, whatever. Did they bottle up Henry in that playoff game to a degree?
A little bit, but he also
better than they did the game before.
He doesn't get, it's more of the defense overall. It's McDermott that kind of gets this, but he's one of my guys that doesn't really come through in these big playoff games.
You know what you're talking about here?
Invisible.
I feel like you're saying it without saying it. The end of your sentence is like a ninth overall pick should.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Everything you're saying is he doesn't do what a ninth overall pick should.
That's right. He's had one big year maybe like that, and I don't want to just go by the sacks, but that would have been 2023 where he had 9.5.
Yeah.
But that's
guy
picked 9 overall being an undersized defensive tackle, 6'1", 287. Sure, he should get to the quarterback more than he does. He should be somebody that I'm thinking about when they go play Kansas City or Baltimore or Cincinnati in a big playoff game, and I don't think about him at all, and then I don't notice him.
Yeah, you're never.
Can you think of one moment of him in a playoff game? He's been here. Ed Oliver has been here now. He was here in the Houston playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
He's been here a long time. It is 6 years with the Buffalo Bills. Can you name one moment in a playoff game? He was a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying he's a bad player. I don't think he's a bad player. But I do not think he is great by any means. He's also kind of paid like he's not great. Maybe he's paid like he's good.
They extended him, and I think it was a little surprising. He then had his best season.
$17 million per year.
That's not paid like you're great. That's paid like you're
defensive tackle.
A starter and really good, right?
He just wouldn't be high on that list for me. I would put Allen, obviously, is number one. I would put Deion Dawkins on that list before I'd put him. I would put Spencer Brown on that list before I would put him. I would probably put Terrell Bernard on that list before I would put him. I would probably.
Man, there's one spot the Bills have been pretty good. Well, I don't want to say that because the A.J. Klein game did happen.
Yeah.
So they've been pretty good at when a guy gets hurt, the linebackers are okay.
Sure.
But
I'm an injury away.
Maybe not.
Joe Andreessen is right now my backup middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Whereas if Oliver goes out, I'm just rotating other guys that are already rotating just a little bit more.
True.
That's part of it for me. It's the position he plays is rotational, and they have a lot of guys. Whereas if I lose Terrell Bernard, I'm crossing my fingers that Joe Andreessen is going to be able to play defense in the NFL. And there would be other guys like that too.
803-0550, our number. A week from today, we're at training camp. We'll be live at St. John Fisher chatting with you from the pavilion there. As the team heads out for its first practice, it's a week from today.
Who will be the first guy on the auxiliary field?
Me.
Why don't we
just do it?
We just do some jogging out there?
Yeah, let's just go jog.
Bring a football, run some routes.
Sometimes we do get that, where there's a player rehabbing an injury, and they're out there at 5 a.m. running up and down on the turf field.
Who's that? Who's rehabbing an injury right now?
Me,
Bosa?
Bosa might be a guy that's out there. Like, if Bosa misses... Linemen. A week from today, if Bosa's not out there for the first practice, whatever. Like, honestly, it's not a drought-era Bills team that needs him to make the playoffs, so if he misses early camp, we're going to say, like, okay, whatever you got to do, like, be ready for January. Anyway, that's a week from today. 6 days from today, we get the Bills' new helmet, and
yes,
there's another team introducing apparently a new uniform setup on the 22nd. The Saints teased that it's not just a new white helmet, that there's something else coming. So on the 22nd, when the Bills drop their new helmets, the Saints have something coming. Yesterday it was the Chargers and the Bucks. Is the NFL getting a little loose here? Deciding to say, like, you know what, let's wear a lot of stuff.
I hope so.
Because all of a sudden, we got alternate helmets, we've got a rivalry series, we've got the Bills adding a new helmet, maybe to, you know, be a commemorative season at Highmark. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe everyone's going to loosen it up. The rivalry series to me is more of that than anything.
Yeah.
That they are doing something that could be seen as brand new. I guess the thing that I am becoming more and more annoyed with, and I like throwbacks. It's rare for me to see a throwback that I do not like. But nobody is trying anything brand new.
No, not at all. That's right. And the rivalry series is going to be brand new.
It's going to be brand new. And I'm hopeful that Nike is going to push that mindset on teams more and more, because they do that in other sports. They do that in baseball. They do that in basketball. They do that in soccer.
But in the NFL,
I don't get brand new logo or uniform, other than last year Houston did it.
That's right.
With the H-Town. H-Town. Like, Houston did it last year, but that is the only time recently I can think of it happening.
Did I tell you I came to learn a couple of... I forget who it was. Somebody told me just to think of a thing about the rivalries uniforms. It was something along the lines of, like, for Miami, think of somewhere in there will be a tribute to the rays of the sun. Like, okay. Because
okay.
It's, what's Miami? What's their identity? Sun, beach. Could their uniform have some element of it? Their helmet has a sun on it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you take a smaller element of something that the team, the area is known for, and think rays of the sun for Miami. Like, all right, well, we'll see how that goes.
They couldn't do like a Miami Vice throwback, or not throwback.
I feel like that would be flat out ripping off the Heat, who actually wear Miami Vice uniforms.
That's probably true. The Marlins maybe also did that.
803-0550 is our phone number. You can give us a call if you want to. It is Give 716 Day. If you've taken part in that, that's great. If not, well, you can. You still can. There's a lot going on Give 716 Day. So throughout the day today, Give 716 Day. This is the fifth annual, and raising as much money for local charities as possible. It started last night, and it goes till midnight today, because it is 716 Day. Over 550 charities are participating. Fans encouraged to make a donation of any amount to their favorite charity or charities. Go to give716.org today, all day today, right up to midnight. If you want to do that, there are opportunities for matches where in a certain hour, you know, if you raise $25,000, there's a $25,000 match. Sometimes there's gifts, hats, things to get. And the first 100 donors of $716 or more get a jersey autographed by a Bills player. That was last night. So that sold out. That's the kind of stuff you can look for at give716.org. They've got stuff coming up today. So matching donations in the 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock hour. Prizes and all that kind of stuff. Today, here you go. Here's one. A Bills or Sabres branded Azuna Fresh Starter Kit for the first 100 owners of $71.60 or more. Bills preseason tickets coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. A Bandits signed lacrosse ball in the 10 o'clock hour. Bills signed mini helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So lots and lots of good stuff here. Bison tickets, gift cards.
I believe there's a Sabres goat head signed jersey along the way today, too, at some point. That's in the 11 o'clock hour, I believe.
All right. Well, good. Good, good. Give716.org for that. You can check out the website and take advantage of that. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, 1 week till camp. And, I did not anticipate talking about Ed Oliver in the first segment. We found our way there.
We rarely do. He's the least talked about top 10 pick the Bills have ever had, maybe.
Ooh, that's a good one. The least talked about.
Was the last time his name, I don't know if his name's come up since November.
The other top 10
honestly.
Picks in my time, like Mike Williams, mm-hmm. Spiller. Darius.
Yep. They were all talked about.
For 17 years of being real bad, they didn't pick in the top 10 as much as they probably should have.
No.
Too many 13s.
Whitner
and
12s was top 10.
Whitner was the top 10 pick. That's right. 803-0550 to join us here.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WGR.
And doesn't it look right, Aaron? We got everybody in the home. We got in our own uniforms Amen. Here, right?
It's so good, isn't it? It's yeah. so good. Thank you, baseball, for fixing that little snafu we had there for a few years.
So good.
Players wore their own jerseys last night. It was settled on a home run derby, a swing off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, baseball did all right last night in the All-Star game, I guess.
It also was only the second time in 13 years that the NL's won, which is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not really?
I don't know.
Coincidence?
The NL was favored. The Sharps knew.
Oh, were they?
The Sharps knew.
Hmm.
I don't know. National League wins. Kyle Schwarber 3-for-3 in a swing-off. It's pretty cool.
Is the baseball All-Star game the only one that doesn't get the how do we fix the blank All-Star game treatment?
I think so, because the baseball All-Star game, what do you get? You get Paul Skeens trying to mow down the other side.
Right.
And
he
pitches an inning or whatever. These stars go out there and pitch an inning. And
Kershaw, it was like two batters mm-hmm. right before he walked off to a standing ovation.
Yeah. So I think the baseball All-Star game you have, it really is what All-Star competitions are supposed to be. Whereas, you know, in the NHL or NBA, it's here comes McDavid. And a goalie might jokingly try to make a
right,
save.
Like, right.
Whoa, okay. You're not in there for the grind where, you know, baseball's a series of, especially pitcher batter, one-on-one matchups. Like, all right, yeah, I'm going to try and hit this guy's stuff. And here's Skeens, you know, trying to hit 104 on the gun last night. So,
yep.
I think baseball has a pretty good All-Star game. When baseball's was thought to be broken, are you old enough for this? Are you old enough to remember when the tie happened in Milwaukee and they just called the game?
No.
Okay, is that like 2001? When is that? It's in Milwaukee.
They just said it's a draw?
Yeah.
And they left it at that?
They just ended the game. They called it.
Okay, so that must be then before they had the rule of the winner would get home field in the World Series?
That's what made that change.
Oh,
baseball's
okay.
All-Star game had gone
2002. Okay, 7-7 in Milwaukee.
It's extra innings in Milwaukee, and it's the All-Star game, and you're running out of players, and Bud Selig in the game is like, folks, it's over.
Bud Selig did?
It was there.
Like, the commissioner went down and said this
pretty
is
much,
over?
Pretty much. They just ended the
Come
game.
On.
They ended the game. Imagine you're at an All-Star game, it's tied, and they just walk out and say, like, that's it, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're good here. And after that, you know, big, huge blowback to this is broken, what can we do? And then they made home field in the World Series tied to who won the All-Star game.
Right.
Which, you want a July 16th topic? What's the worst idea in the history of sports that actually got put into play?
Are you saying it's that?
You want to try and beat it? What's
it was that bad?
Home field advantage in the World Series
went
to the winner of the All-Star game. Every time I say it, I kind of can't believe we lived through a time where it happened.
It's a long time, too, wasn't it?
It was a long time.
That just got written, was in only a couple years ago that they stopped that?
It was a long time, and not only was it a long time, Fox, which had the All-Star game, I can still crystal clear remember, this time it counts. Trying to talk about how the All-Star game was so important because, big one here, who's going to get home field in the World Series? I just want to keep saying it.
Mm-hmm.
What's a worse idea in the history of sports that's been implemented? I have a short answer for that. It's the offside challenge in the NHL, of course. But there aren't that many. Should we do this? Yeah, let's do that. Reviewing pass interference in the NFL was pretty high on the list. Worst ideas. It lasted a year.
How many times, though, did it ever end up mattering to where people were mad because retroactively you looked back and said, this team won in Game 7 only because they had home field because of the All-Star game
World Series? That kind of never happened because we all just, in July,
we forgot.
Found out who was going to host Game 7 potentially.
Yeah.
And before that, I don't know if they were alternating or if they were doing best record, but...
Was there a year where one team was so much better than the other one that had made it, but the team with the worst? Remember when the Nationals made the World Series and like their record wasn't that good in the regular season? They win it, but did they have home field?
Somebody out there is going to remember that. I don't.
Maybe it did happen.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean the AL won 10 in a row or whatever it was. They won a lot.
Right.
So home field advantage in the World Series was consistently going to the American League during that time. But I think it was the American League, whatever. Anyway, that happened. That happened.
I kind of can't believe it passed. Like, whoever mentioned it for the first time and all the owners are like, oh, it's a great idea.
It's not that consequential. Because
most teams don't have to deal with it.
Right. Yeah. It's going to come down to two teams. And, I think the previous was they just alternate.
Yeah.
So, I'm not even sure. I might have, in 2002, supported the idea because... It's the baseball All-Star game. They're trying anything they can to get people to care about it. But you're right.
It happened five times that they went to Game 7.
Okay, so five times the location of that game was determined by the Major League Baseball
by the All-Star
game result.
Yep. Yes, that's right.
Kind of nuts. Jerry and Kenmore. Hey, Jerry, good morning.
You know what's funny is you're talking about there's a lot of controversy about Jacob Mizorowski making the team. They want people to watch the All-Star game. Do you think more people watch it because Jacob Mizorowski, this 22-year-old phenom out of Milwaukee, was there, or some veteran who had been in the league 8 years and deserved to play in an All-Star game? It's the league. Why do leagues not do what fans want them to do on certain things? Like the NHL, it's 3-2-1. It's the way the brackets are set up in the playoffs. Home whites. Last night, they wore the right uniform for the first time, and I can't remember how long. You're trying to sell a brand and recognize players. Well, nothing recognizes players more than their real uniform that they have on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The All-Star game is just better play. Why are leagues so reluctant to do what the fans want them to do?
It's a good question. I've kind of forgot. The whites at home in the NHL might end up actually happening.
The answer to that is the same. We've always had the explanation for why they made that switch in the NHL, if I'm not mistaken on that. It's the same as when we're trying to figure out these Bills rivalries jerseys and what they're going to do with these new jerseys. I told you, they're going to have color because color sells.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the NHL shift to home whites not happening and road whites?
Mm-hmm.
Because to sell your jersey, they want your team to wear your color.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to a game, your team wears blue. Go buy blue. People buy blue jerseys more than they buy white jerseys. People buy red jerseys more than they buy. Like, think about, of all the jerseys you've ever seen, Bills, Sabres, what percentage would you estimate are the colored ones instead of the white ones? 90?
Mm-hmm.
80%?
Like the ones they've ever had?
I'm saying if you go
or
to
the ones that have been sold.
If 20,000 sports fans were asked to go downtown today in jerseys that they own, what percentage of them are colored rather than white?
It's probably it's the majority.
The large majority.
75%.
75 is maybe conservative. Colored jerseys sell more than white jerseys sell.
Like, I will admit personally, I'm going to be in that minority because of the jerseys I own, most of them are white. Like, the only Bills jersey I own right now is a white 60s throwback Fred Jackson jersey. I have three Sabre jerseys, and they are all white.
Throwbacks
I have
don't
a Team
count.
USA jersey that's a white jersey. I have the red Afinagenoff jersey.
Yeah.
I have the black Afinagenoff jersey. All right, so I have two colored jerseys.
Yeah.
Now, but that's probably in the minority.
I don't know if it's something in each person or if it's just I'm afraid I'm going to spill ketchup on my jersey.
There's
at a
that
game.
Too.
Because I don't wear white clothing because of kids. Like, right now, if I wear anything white, it's going to be destroyed in 5 minutes.
The Bills I saw, maybe this is because of the farewell season, they came out with a line of throwback stuff that I saw. And the jerseys they're selling are the white. Like, they're the I think of them as the Super Bowl 25 uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jim, Bruce, and Thurman. And I saw those, and I'm like, that's... Those look clean. They look really good.
Oh, he did it. He did the thing.
What?
You have to say it when a jersey comes out. You got to say it's clean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is a jersey coming out.
This is a jersey from
1990. And in 2025, look at you. That's so clean.
It really is, though.
This jersey is so clean.
Well, because how many times do you see a 90s throwback jersey? This is your point. Anytime you see somebody wearing a 90s throwback jersey at a Bills game, isn't it always the colored one? It's always the colored one.
That might be right.
Like, you'll see, like, a Josh Allen white jersey sometimes, but if it's a Thurman Thomas jersey or a Jim Kelly jersey, it is never white. And now they're selling them.
803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. It is Give716 Day. You can go to give716.org to see what the hourly, bonuses are, what's going on with that. Today, it's Trusted Talent giving $1,000 grants as people make their donations as well. And at 8 o'clock, the first 100 owners get tickets to Bills preseason games, $117.60. You get Bills preseason tickets, and that's sponsored by Wegman. So that starts at 7 o'clock this morning as part of Give 716 Day. You can give us a ring, 803-0550. A home run derby settles baseball last night, and people liked it. Feels like people are ready to take the baseball all-star game, for the fun that it might be, which is a good sign. Give us a ring here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
July 16th. I've had a lot of people say to me that they think the start of camp means summer is starting to end. And I don't...
Starting to end?
Yeah, I don't feel that anymore.
No, I don't get that.
I don't feel that. I feel like camp is part of summer. My benchmark for summer is starting to end is the Erie County Fair. That, to me, is the start of, all right, here's the wind down.
Okay.
By the way, is, you know.
Yeah, when's that? That's the end of August?
I did just see some Doc Dogs highlights. It's August 6th to 17th.
Okay.
So, like, August 17th, we're 2 weeks away from, like, football starts soon.
I don't start thinking about it as being the end of summer until the week of the first Bills game.
Yeah.
The build-up to the first Bills game is the first time I feel like, this is the end here. Even preseason. Like, August, because if you're saying camp is the beginning of the end of summer, then what is the whole month of August to you? Well, not summer?
It's summer's wind down. It's the fourth quarter.
Summer's only 2.5 months in the first place.
It's the fourth quarter.
That's, okay, yeah. Maybe. Third quarter, fourth quarter.
Yeah. 803-0550. Butch on the east side is going to join us. Hey, Butch, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love MSG. I love WGR. And for the fans who listen and watch, Butch, definitely love you. I love you guys, man. I just want to get right to it. I just really believe this is very a special year for the Buffalo Bills. We're really deep. And Jeremy, Joe, you guys know this personally. This is me personally. I really believe fire has been a long time as our roster been this thick and with talent, you know, in years. And I really believe it's going to be a cosmetic-type surgery. When I say that is, on that defensive line, you got A.J. Epineza. That, you know, it's like a put-up-and-shut-up type year. You got Solomon. You got a lot of people. I'm not even going to talk about Bosa and the rest of these guys. But I really believe that you're going to have to be very, very cosmetic. You might have to put players on IR on the PUP that might not be that serious. But you have to put them on there so they can get the mental reps in training camp and maybe during the preseason. And then carry them along and put them on IR during the regular season just to hide them, per se. And then at the same time, then during the course of the year, maybe like an A.J. Epineza, I'm really going to use him a lot, is because maybe by the trade deadline, you might have to move him, then you can bring somebody back off. I'm not saying that Jackson is really not injured. I'm not saying that. But I'm just looking at it like a walker. You know, like you guys are speaking about his back and things of that nature. I just really believe that this is going to be a special year that the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean, and that office is going to have to be doing some cosmetic-type surgery to try to hide some of this talent instead of cutting them on cut deadline or letting other teams get them. So don't be surprised during the training camp and during the preseason games that you start seeing players being on IR or they come up gimpy or something like that. They hurt the ankle or something of that nature. Don't be surprised. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. I love you guys. Great show as always. You two guys are superstars and keep rolling.
Oh, thanks, Butch.
Thanks, Butch.
Talking about like a numbers crunch there, basically.
I mean, really though, like their strength of their team being their depth would make you think that they are more able to withstand any injuries than, you know, the average team. It has to be their strength, because their strength isn't that they're surrounding Josh Allen with all these all pros all over the place. It's they have a lot of good players. So, sure, like that could be the defensive line. I don't know about Epineza. You mentioned Solomon. I saw that Sam Monson or Steve Palazzolo, one of the two, picked them as their breakout player of the year for the Bills. He last year, pass rush win rate, he was third on the team behind only Vaughn and Rousseau. Like, you mentioned Epineza. Epineza, 5.5%. Solomon, 11.6%. So I feel like I know what Epinesa is at this point. Maybe Solomon is something more. And he's seventh on the depth chart. Like, he's a position that probably doesn't even, he does probably doesn't even play if there isn't an injury.
803-0550. Thanks, Butch. 1-888-550-2550. Give716.org to go to the website for Give 716 Day. Happy 716 Day as well. July 16th here on WGR. And, you know, everywhere. It's really July 16th most places. Maybe not Australia. Might be the 17th by now.
Ooh, is that right?
Yeah,
it would already be the 17th.
They're a day ahead, yeah. It turns a day earlier.
But yep. This is 18 hours ahead?
Maybe.
They're 18 hours ahead? I know they're ahead by a lot.
Sometimes it's 14. I think it goes from like 14 to 13. Okay. Depending on the daylight savings time. Might not be the 17th yet, but it's getting there.
Right now in Sydney, Australia, it's 9 p.m.
Okay, so in 3 hours it'll be 17th.
That's further ahead than even I thought it was,
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.